You've probably been whipping out that credit card a lot with, what, only 6 days left until Christmas. And if you've just gotten a new credit card or you're planning to, there are some mistakes that you'll want to avoid when you first get that new piece of plastic. I talk about them with Jerry Detweiler of credit.com. And we started with what happens when you first try to activate that new card.
When you call your credit card company to activate your card, which they'll require you to do, they're going to start pitching you for other stuff. So, for example, they may try to sell you a credit monitoring service or some kind of credit protection program. Sometimes these pitches make it sound like you really have to sign up for this to get the card. You don't. In fact, two major credit card companies are having to give consumers $350 million back because of misleading pitches for other products. So go ahead and just activate the card, and you can always decide later if you want the extras.
And I can tell you from personal experience, it's not just one no. You might have to say no three or four times because they find different ways to keep pitching the same thing. So
yeah, the last time I activated my card, I think it took me 10 minutes to get through the menu. It can be pretty daunting.
All right, this one seems self-explanatory, something you should absolutely avoid, maxing out the card. Tell us more.
Yeah, if you use a lot of the available credit on any individual credit card, that's going to hurt your credit score. Now, it sounds very logical not to max out a card, but think about it. Maybe you get a low interest rate credit card to consolidate a higher interest rate credit card, so you transfer a big balance over to it. Or maybe you're signing up for a retail card because they're going to give you a great discount on something you want to buy. In those cases, you might be tempted to put a lot on the card. If you do, try to pay it down as soon as you can. The folks with the best credit scores typically use maybe 10%, maximum 25% of the available credit on each of their credit cards.
I am sometimes afraid to look at the interest rates, not because I'm not paying things off on time, but they're just so high now. It's quite scary. You need to know what you have and what you might have to pay if you don't manage to pay your bills.
You do. And this means actually reading the mail that they send you with the new card, which is not the most fun job. But, you know, they have gotten better. Cardholder agreements have gotten better. Look for things like foreign transaction fees. Will they charge you a percentage if you make a purchase overseas or through a merchant that operates overseas? You need to know this kind of stuff.
How about rewards? You know, sometimes you sign up for a card simply because you're going to get those rewards. I wish it were that simple. Unfortunately, it's not in the world of credit.
Yeah, a lot of consumers are trying to really rack up the rewards on their cards, and that's great. You might get a head start on next year's holiday shopping, for example, by racking up rewards, but there's a couple things to know. First of all, you want to look at their guide. You may get extra points if you, for example, sign up for certain rotating categories of bonus points, or if you use your card, for example, at certain restaurants. But sometimes you have to actually activate that feature or sign up for that feature. So don't miss out on rewards point. Read what they're offering you and find out what you need to do.
Now, we've heard of co-signing on a loan, maybe for something huge like a home purchase someone may co-sign. You could do the same with credit cards, although you say that's a terrible idea.
You can easily add someone as a co-signer to your credit card, but please really think carefully about this, even if it's someone close to you, because the deal is once you have that joint account and they're a co-signer, they basically co-own that card with you. You're responsible for all the purchases on the card until it's closed. If you're not sure, let's say you let your child use it for emergency purchases, you can add them as an authorized user and tell them specifically what they can and can't do with the card. The thing with authorized users is you can take them off easily. With a co-signer, you're going to have to close the account if you don't want to have that relationship anymore.
Jerry Detweiler of credit.com, she joined us on Skype as part of
Money News, every half hour at 25 and 55 on WTOP.